I want to sing a theme song.
I want to sing a theme song in the middle of the night.
Some Cuckoos, brought to you in part by Boot Your Ass Beer, and also in part by Joycat, the 3-year kitten. Come get yours before they run out of time. Joycat.
Hi.
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos Radio
welcome,
Show.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of
the House of Cuckoos.
There's a talking shrimp in my pants.
There's a talking shrimp in your pants?
There's a talking shrimp in my pants.
What's it saying?
It's saying...
Let me out! Let me out!
Well, I'm glad you're not listening to it.
It needs to breathe.
Why'd you put it there?
Needed a place warm to live.
They were cold water creatures.
Not no more! They're a sweat water creature. Sweat water shrimp.
New this year for your wife. An anniversary present.
Sweat water shrimp?
Sweat water shrimp cocktails. Get them at your local grocer.
What sweat are they made from?
Brine shrimp. Grown in fresh sweat water for your flavorings and perfection in taste. All this brought to you in part by Ass Wax.
Well, here we are once
Welcome
again.
Back to the House of Cuckoos Radio Show.
We are back here at the House of Cuckoos.
And
it is
time.
September.
September.
It's warm weather's gone.
It's fading, mixed in. It's nice, it's perfect balance here.
It is. Now, I'll admit, August started out hot, but then it got cool real quick through August. You can't complain about that.
Well, then there was when it got hot again, and then when it cooled off.
There were warm days smattered in, and you know, we're still going to maybe get one or two of those days of warmth, but you know what? With October on the way.
Labor Day barbecue that we had here at the House of Cuckoos went kind of terrible, so it was pretty bad that the whole gutter system had pork sauce all over it.
But we still had a good time. I mean, we salvaged what we could of the pig roast.
It was a good time. We ended up, you know, now we don't have to worry about cutting the grass for a while because we burned it all.
Yeah, it's all singed to a dark crisp.
So we're just
Plus,
put
you know,
back
with
there,
the cold weather on the way, we don't even have to worry about reseeding it until, you know, spring. So
right.
We got a while.
All that time to clean up all those ketchup packets off the ground.
Ketchup packets. Oh, my God. Lenny, I can't believe he brought all those.
Yes.
That's a
great time.
Boxes of...
And then everybody was drunk
ketchup.
And had to leave, and they had to work the next day, and we had to clean it up.
Yeah, we did it on a Tuesday night.
So half a month later, we're just going to leave it in the back as a big scary thing for Halloween. Yeah.
It'll
have a Halloween party there.
The charred backyard and the half-burnt tree.
Hey, I've got an idea to pick up all the ketchup packs in the back. When we have people over, we'll tell them there's a lottery going on. Everybody pick up a ticket off the ground, put it in a basket, and we'll pick a number to win a really crappy prize.
Yes, you gotta grab all these.
Good, we'll leave it for another month.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
And then they won't know what they're putting in the basket, but
no,
they cleaned
not
it
at
up.
All. So that's perfect. Good idea.
Yeah, so that way it gets
well,
all.
What prize are you gonna give them?
I don't know. Maybe a House of Cuckoos calendar or a t-shirt to give
them. Yeah, we have one of those, a mug, whatever, panties.
Yeah,
does your girlfriend need House of Cuckoos panties?
That's right.
You could order them.
But the cuckoos where it counts.
Yeah, because it counts everywhere. The House of Cuckoos. Get a tattoo.
Of the House of Cuckoos.
Yeah, and you'll get 25% off the purchase of these episodes every month. So 25% of free is amazing.
Yeah, I'll hire you for that.
Exactly. Never have to spend another dime again. 25% of free, it's a lot of savings.
That's right, for us.
And you, in a way.
Hi, I have throat cancer. It hurts to talk any other way, because I'm the man bad two man, man bad man.
And again,
we're here. We're both Batman.
Wake up. I'm British. But I'm
Welsh.
Here.
I'm from Wales.
I'm from Britain.
I'm from Wales.
Where are you from?
Right back your pants.
Hey, leave the one-eyed scorpion alone.
This is Batman.
No, this is Batman.
And you're listening to the House of Cuckoos.
The House of Cuckoos you are listening to.
I'm Batman.
I'm the Batman. Don't hold your hold on.
Sorry, I'm okay.
Hi.
I'm the Batman.
Yeah, well, I'm the Batman.
Stupid shit.
Batman.
Oh, when you're blue, rise. Go above balloons.
I don't want to pop balloons.
Go above balloons.
There's a band playing over there.
Rohans and stupid eyes here. We are again celebrating the Oktoberfest.
Right. Outside,
but it is in September. They are celebrating the Oktoberfest here.
We're doing it early again. This time
this
we are going to do better than last
year. Yes, much better than last time here. It is family fair of Oktoberfestings.
Can look at them dancing. We have yes. 5 people today.
We have lots of 5 people. That's more than yesterday. That's 3 more than yesterday.
And this has been going on for a week.
For 1 week, and it will not end until October 1st.
That's right.
It's because it's October festing. We will festivities until October.
We are conduct this group here.
Yes, we will conduct our band from Bart Fiction.
We are sitting here together to play for you on the stage.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. That's good.
No, kids,
festing.
Don't cry. We are really German.
We are really people pretending we are German, real people, German. But we're not really German, but we pretend we are really German.
And we are today for Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest is almost
free.
Long, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring me the beer once again, my friend. Bring me the beer once again. Barrels and truckloads, big boat loads. Bring me a beer once again. Bring me a beer, 2 for my friend. Bring me a beer, more for my friends. We will drink till the night it ends. Then we will drink till the sun arises. Bring me a beer, bring me a beer. It is time to celebrate and cheer for this pint, ounce of beer.
It is
bring me one more beer. Yeah, this is great festival time.
Hey, look at yourself a hand.
Look at the people dancing.
Give yourself 2 hands.
Yes, 2 hands for 3 for the little boy with
the
legs. Bro, hands in Stupenheim.
We are the hands to clap.
Yes.
I want my beer.
Pints of beer, bring me a barrel, bring me 2. Yeah, good, it's fun time. Are you guys coming and having fun all the time? Did you go to the cheer tent? The cheese tent is over beyond that.
And buy your beer goggles for us.
Yes, we need beer goggles, yes. Oktoberfest is a great time of year. Just listen to the music and enjoy it a little bit here. Bring me a beer, bring me a beer, bring me a beer.
I'm breaking it down.
Oh, you're breaking it. Break it down. La 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 la, I can hear over here.
Oh, look at how good I am.
You're
fantastic.
I will get late tonight. How about the beer tent? You want
one there? Give me some beer.
I want to have some beer.
Right here. Why don't you love Germany?
Right?
We are wearing these lederhosen. Look. They covered my genitals. see the battle. We're all on one song. I am covered. I am covered in beer.
How dare you throw the beer? You are wasting the beer. This is a fun time of festivities with lots of beer. That's alcohol abuse. Yeah, we are from it. Alcohol abuse.
Artists. We can't do this. We are artists.
We are leaving the stage now. We are done with you. We don't even know you.
Visit our website.
Yeah, we are stupidhandsandbrohands.com.
Thank you, five people.
And you know you're on the House of Cuckoos, right?
I'm on the House of Cuckoos. Is this the House of Cuckoos show?
This is the House of Cuckoos show.
Radio show.
Holy fuck, are you serious?
Yeah, you're one of our...
serious.
You're a lucky winner.
Yes.
I'm a lucky winner. But let me tell you guys something.
Say it.
I just don't know what to do. Because, you know, this whole situation... When I was president of the United States...
Right, it was a good era, yes.
It was very good, you know, and your vice president was...
You know, you two just shut up and listen. Let me tell you something. When I was president, Barry Pepper played Rooster.
The song, or
he played
like
a rooster?
You know, that's a good question, too.
Yeah, they come to snub the Barry.
Rooster!
Okay. Barry Pepper?
Yes, Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
I knew a Dr. Pepper once.
I knew Janet Pepper.
No, me and Dr. Pepper, one time we went and raced motocross, and then I broke my ankle. My other ankle.
Oh, not your aunt.
Not your aunt, but your ankle?
Right.
Ankle Bob?
Ankle Bob.
And Aunt Betty?
Oh, Aunt Betty.
Bam-a-lam-a-lam. She makes a pie. Bam-a-lam-a-lam. Aunt Betty. Bam-a-lam-a-lam. Makes a good pie.
That is a good song.
Aunt Betty. Bam-a-lam-a-lam.
Oh, bam-a-lam-a-lam. Oh, baby. Baby, gotta get that drink. Let me tell you something. It is 11 o'clock in the morning, and I am past due.
You're past due?
Like, you have to go back to the library?
No, I'm not going to the library.
You're pregnant.
I am going to Vietnam.
Oh.
That's where you're going. You're going back to Nam?
I will name him Hasquatch.
Hasquatch? So yes. You're going back to Nam, huh?
You see Hasquatch?
I'm going back to Nam, and I'm going to name Hasquatch.
Hasquatch.
What about the hotel accommodations?
Yeah, where are they in from?
All of them is they can name him Hasquatch, too.
Yeah?
What about John Stamos? Will he be doing autographs there still?
John Stamos is there?
Yeah.
So is he.
That's the best he's got.
David Hasselhoff. I thought he was going to be singing songs that at the hotel in Vietnam.
You guys should give me a pair of pajamas, white, black, stripe.
White, black, stripe pajama?
Yeah.
I could get you a pair of white stripe bananas.
White stripe bananas.
White stripe bananas. White stripe bananas.
White stripe bananas. In your face.
Oh.
They're appealing.
Yes, that's a very appealing song.
Oh, what a feeling.
Yeah, there it is.
It's Christmas morning. We're all gonna go buy new
toast. How about
tofu's?
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob's Bake Off with bacon on everything.
Don't tell me about my bacon.
No, I'm making bacon.
Texas style.
Sweet home Alabama.
That's a Leonard Skinner song.
I know. You know why?
Because he's Leonard.
But I gotta find Skinner. He took off somewhere.
Skinner? With your wife.
Yeah. Did you know that
Leonard
you were married?
Skinner, yeah, he took your...
Maybe Lenny
Kramer.
Well,
the only
thing I could do, I guess, of worst came to worst, guys, is talk to a guard in prison and tell him to put a dirt bike in my cell with me right in the yard.
A guard in prison.
Yeah, that could work. That would be enough.
Now, a garden prison, like you have like a garden that you grow in prison, like, you know, vegetables, a garden prison?
Or you mean like you have flowers as your
a flower
jail
garden
cell.
Prison.
Like you're surrounded with dirt and flowers.
You know, a garden prison with flowers and a flower garden in prison?
I have them put like fucking new backflips and stuff in the middle of the fucking...
prison?
The flower
garden?
Prison.
The prison garden?
We're all in the flower garden.
We are all in the fountain garden.
We are young.
Well, don't you...
Want me, baby.
Don't you do act that way towards me.
You never
I'll
will.
I'll tell you something.
We can act away from you.
Yeah, we can act away, not towards.
Not towards you. What are you going to tell us?
Yeah, tell us something.
Excuse me.
You are excused.
Ooh, that smells like berry pepper.
Was that the velocity of you?
Is he at your place, Velocity Boy?
Well, you know, when I was in Vietnam, I was a sniper, right?
Right.
So we lay, like, for about 2 weeks in one spot sometimes. And you couldn't move, so I need to tell you, you just shit and piss in your pants and you can't move.
No.
Yeah, that sucks, especially back in the war back
yourself.
Then.
You just gotta keep it. Your scent could give you away, you know, your stink could give you away, or it could attract an animal.
Don't talk to me about attracting animals.
I know you have a good,
Don't visit me in prison. Bring me a cake.
A cake, yes, okay. We'll bring you a cake.
Along with the dirt bike.
A cake
along
and a dirt bike.
Dirt bike, right.
We'll make you a good cake.
Do you want a file in it, or it's a garden prison, so you can probably cut your way out.
We can give you a hoe.
You want a hoe?
Yeah, it's always good to have a hoe in prison.
If you ask me personally, I think the judge, by the way he was talking to me, he thinks this whole thing is just absolutely too much.
It's absurd.
You
but
know,
we'll make sure if anything happens, we'll make sure to have a dirt bike brought to the prison.
And pizza.
I have you two subpoenaed, and you can tell him he does race dirt bikes.
That he does. And he likes pizza, so we gotta bring him pizza.
I can be sponsored by the prison.
Yes, yeah. You can.
Especially if you're constipated.
The Prison X Games. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Who's there?
That was Dr. Antonio banging a fake door with his mouth.
That's Bela Lugosi.
My Life with Bela Lugosi.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly and Bela Lugosi together again for the very first time.
It isn't what it seems to be, but there are days where I lie in bed. Hours at a time, I stare at the canopy that drapes my bed, and I just think upon the times when I had legs instead of wheels for feet. Oh, why did I ever have my legs replaced with monster truck wheels? But the maneuverability was impressive, took me where I needed to be in a hurry. My wheel for legs. Now I sleep in weird positions and ironing boards turned into beds for the wheels. Not fit upon the bed. The wheels that were once my legs that I traded for monster truck wheels. My intestines is now an engine of pistons and spark plugs to propel these wheels forward with thought. The computer chips changed once every year. It burns slowly. But these wheels, they work wonders when the world needs cheese.
Morning, feel so lonesome in the morning. Morning, morning, morning brings me grief. Sunshine, sunshine. Sunshine laughs upon my face, and the secret of the shining puts me in my running place. Evening, evening, feel so lonesome in the evening. Adopts the hills with grace, and the glory of the shining seems to break my simple faith. Nighttime, nighttime, feels so lonesome in the night.
Beautiful track from Cleveland's finest musician, Istvan Medyashi. The song is titled Morning, Morning. Did you catch his name? Istvan Medyashi, spelled Istvan Medyesi. An amazing singer-songwriter who is well-versed in guitar, banjo, auto harp, and even the sitar. Yes, the sitar. You can catch him performing all around Cleveland area and abroad. Great music for any time of day, any time of year, with an Americana flavor that takes you away. Hear more from this great artist at istvanmedyesi.bandcamp.com. Again, that's spelled Istvan Medyesi. And also at reverbnation.com, Istvan Medyesi. You can get links and updates as well on his Reverb Nation page. Proud to support our fellow Clevelanders, Istvan Medyesi. And now, back to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
I'll sit right here.
The Wilbert Maxwell Cartwright Foundation is proud to sponsor this year's award ceremony. Located in the backyard of the House of Cuckoos, our 337th annual Throw a Rock into the Sky Festival is also going on downtown Chagrin. Be sure to stop by the Cornhole Toss and win prizes, and be the first this year to throw blue rocks into the sky. So come on down. And come over for the Tard Chewing Contest in the parking lot. This year is our 16th annual Tard Chewer Convention. All types of tar, all kinds of flavor. Come on down. Bring the kids too. This has been a public service announcement. And you're listening to the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Well, no. Are you going to put that in the episode?
Hi.
Bring out the bacon and bring out the friendship.
Bacon is friendship, isn't it?
It is in this day and age.
Isn't it?
It is an honorable thing to present bacon on bacon with bacon.
Bacon Day.
At a bacon fest. SetBL saturated photo photography just
old
for you.
Old team.
Hello.
How are you?
Old day timey.
Old day timey. Timey, timey.
Old the timey. Timey
kangaroo down, mate. There it is. That's what we want.
Smooth show.
It's glorious. Bring it. Bring your sort to the
sorted
fight.
Too.
Your sort. Grab your sort.
We can't promote swords because kids, you know, out there, they'll hurt themselves. They'll
grab
take the wrong
a sort.
Idea. So we play a sort.
It's a sort. You're making fun of my accent, are you?
No,
it's a sort.
I fight with a sort, too.
I have 10 swords on my wall. One at me belt, it's me sort.
I like the foam corner at the
it is. It's soft button-ups. It'll hurt you twice.
Multiple color buttons, too?
It is. It's good for the fun.
I see, and it matches your kilt.
It does, because I'm the captain, and it matches everything. I make it match.
But I didn't know you were Scottish. You seem to be, apparently, from more of like a Boston area.
No, I'm from nowhere special. I'm actually from Grand River, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
That's why. I just
wooden clogs and the lederhosen.
Yeah, I just. But I'm
and
from
the kimono.
Yeah, from Ohio.
Well, we didn't see the kilt on when you.
Don't worry, but I have the sword is nice. Yeah. I like me sword.
Now swing the sword so everybody
can see. Look at
this here.
It's a sword swinging time.
Whoa! Look at him go. He does it one handed and he kind of limps, but
here.
He's over there.
The sword is like this. Sword
doing
fight.
This presentation for the little audience outside our backyard here at the hospital.
This is classic style sword fighting.
I'm not sure the sword fighting.
Back in the ancient times when our people were from Painesville.
Well, we thank you for your sword play.
Sword. My sword fighting skills.
Sword fighting.
Sword fighting.
And we thank you for this time here with the community and the kids for giving this presentation.
Yes. And everybody gets and all the children get a free foam sword today.
Well, you're going to do a dance out of here?
Yeah,
the ancient times. Try new coffee breath spray. Want to keep someone away from you? New coffee breath spray. New coffee breath spray. Just spray one in your mouth, and away you'll go. No one will want to talk to you or get too close to you. You can enjoy the day yourself. From the makers of Onion Spray. And also catch our new body spray. Coffee breath body spray. How does it feel on you, sir?
Oh, it just keeps people away, and I feel fresh and clean, and yet abhorrent to people.
It is wonderful. You smell pungent, like a strange after effect that I can't get out of the front of my nose. You've been using the product quite well.
I do. I even have the body wash.
You have the coffee breath body wash?
Yes.
As well as the coffee breath spray and the coffee breath body wash?
And shampoo, conditioner, combination.
You really don't want anyone.
No. At work, it's pleasant. They just leave the reports on the chair outside of my cubicle, and bingo.
You heard it here first. Try new coffee breath spray and coffee breath products from the makers of Onion Spray.
Onion Spray!
Also try new foot powder hand cream. Foot scented for your hands by the makers of All Things Good. You know who?
By Aswad.
Grab the accordion, cross the ocean. My father would sing, away he drank, and I would think. Me mother was sad, and she wasn't to cry. Upon his ship, she was heard to sigh. Me mother and father were shipmates upon, as I sailed home and thought on the throne. My grandma was keeping me in tune high ways, and my parents were swept in the seas. Away, 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 my parents were swept into the sea.
Yeah, well, my family really was from Cleveland.
Why aren't you just
now? I live in Youngstown.
Aren't you that crazy kid that just went to school with everybody and used to always, like, put cherry bombs on the toilet and never really seemed to graduate high school?
Well, you know, I did. I took night courses and I got my diploma at the college locally.
I could finally take the AC out of the windows. Fresh air flowing freely once again.
Nice, it's perfect.
It is
delicious.
The way
weather.
It should begin to be and feel. Not right. This sweltering, sweaty stuff.
Of course,
that
it's too cold.
Us.
It's nice where you can wear pants and
it's
a
perfect.
Light shirt.
Yeah.
Still have nice
or
fun.
Short and a long sleeve hoodie.
Or you can wear half a hood.
You can wear a half a hat.
You can put a hood over your
you can wear
head
a sandal
and run
on
around
one
like
foot
your superhero.
And a boot on the other one.
Yeah, you can put a boot on
you
your
can.
Boot.
You can put a boot shoe on.
You can do any kind of thing
and
you want.
And a sandal
this kind
toe.
Of and you won't sweat too much
you
unless you
no,
really do
not
something.
Unless you bundle up.
But it's not too cold.
No,
you're really going to be all
right. It's nice weather. The leaves are going to begin to turn here. By the time this hits your ear,
maybe.
Summer will be but a fond farewell.
But or anybody south
of us
who's going to enjoy the autumn like we
they
do.
Will. We love it the way we love it here at the House of Cuckoos. All amber, all the time. Sepiated deliciousness. Yeah. That's just the feel here. It's always a perpetual autumn in my heart, in my mind.
It's a creative time of year.
Yes. It's very, it is a
year
very creative time.
Makes us think of a song.
Makes us think of a song. Hey!
Autumn leaves, they fall from trees that please my eye. All the colors, they glisten new nay.
All between her thighs.
And the leaves, they fall, they float so free.
I fell in love, believe me.
My heart, its calls for long lit night.
Autumn is here, I can hang freely.
Tonight the trees, they sing to me.
Boo, 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 it's almost Halloween.
Almost Halloween.
Yay.
Moo.
Yay, moo. I said amen. Yay, moo. I don't know. Somebody says amen. Yay, moo.
What?
Yay, moo. The Shazzo McNasty wobble fuck.
A lollipop. You want a lollipop?
No.
Lick the lollipop.
No, I want a basket.
I want a lollipop, a lollipop, a lollipop. I want a lollipop. We will live in the game. It was kind of stinky. It would wink, 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 do. We will live in the game. Sunk like poo.
Winky.
The fuck? Whatever that was what it was. Going to Mackie Mons, and he flew beyond the stars, and he said the center of the world will be my earth forever. Forever and ever. Patrick Picard. He left the building. You're germinate.
My phone. Frightened you.
Never had, never will.
I don't believe in love. Never had, never will. Don't
don't believe, barely feel, and I raise my head and stare to the eyes of a stranger. I want your love deep in my heart. I want your love to never tear us apart. I see you there. I see you standing on the roof alone. Been a long journey, but I'm back again. I am Batman. Broken down on the side of the road. No, I thought I built better machines than this. Oh, Robin, glad you weren't in the movies. Glad you weren't right next to me. Here, I sit my cell just as well in this Arkham hell. What do you mean? Never understood this dream of my destiny.
It is Batman, singing Batman, performed by Christian Bale.
As Batman.
Batflags.
Hey raccoon, banging on my front door, it ain't so cool. I don't want you in my trash, never did I feed you. You don't need to be so brash, I never teased you.
Hey raccoon, eating all my garbage with dirty spoons. Hey raccoon,
look at me that way, vicious little grabber. Clawing at my front door, you sweet little flabber. Hey raccoon,
you're telling my girlfriend I eat balloons. Swishing in your stinky garbage stew. Late night, creepy loo.
Raccoon by us, the House of Cuckoos, Dr. Antonio and Urban Hippie Brownie Cat. Ooh, it's so much fun.
Did you just do that to me?
How come when you make silly noises in a tape deck they call you crazy? But when you put it on a computer by yourself making silly noises and call it a podcast, it's completely considered comedy.
It's art. It is art.
So I like it. As you were.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, the show. The show. This is the show.
Show enough.
show enough.
So have you been taking your vitamin C throughout this summer?
I
in
have.
In late summer and early autumn?
Certain degrees took within myself vitamin C.
Oh, so when did you start the regimen?
There was no regimen about it. It was just whatever it was in.
So you just increased your intake of foods with vitamin C, not the actual tablet?
Yeah, just the foods with vitamin C, I consume them a little bit more frequently.
So you had oranges?
Oranges and grapefruits and lemons. I peeled lemons and ate them like they were oranges. People stared at me weird. But
what about your teeth and your gum line? I guess it's still there. They're not as shiny as they used to be from all the lemon, I think. But that'll recover through the holiday candy.
It will. I'll eat as much candy as I can in about a month or so here when Halloween is upon us. Just the candy.
That's right.
Salivate and think of the candy. It's only September.
Yes, but it is autumn. Welcome, autumn.
The first day of autumn is upon us. La 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 la.
But it is autumn.
I love it, autumn.
Still welcome, autumn.
Autumn is for me. Love the autumn. Love the autumn.
It is fall. It is autumn here.
I have autumn fall. Fall of autumn.
We have a lovely metro parks here. That's where the city controls the metro parks. They actually have pollution in them, but they're fresh air.
They are fresh air,
and the
but
loop is kind
sometimes
of
what the
the loop of it is good.
It's oh, I thought you said the lupus.
Necklace. No, not the
I lupus. Thought you said the lupus guy.
No, no. He might be one
he
of
may,
the rangers.
Park rangers. Okay, that's what I was
and we might have park there. Ranger fans. Thank you.
Yes,
that.
If you're any a park ranger fan,
of any
you
park.
Are welcomed for attending these beautiful
the House of Cuckoos
forests and creeks.
Yes, don't mind us doing our cult autumn stuff. You know, and you'll see us, we'll have the House Cuckoos flyers
there.
Then you know it's totally innocent. Nothing
is an innocent autumn festival.
We're a good cult that way. We're not a
cult. I never knew we were a cult.
We have a following.
We're a cult of personality. Maybe that's what you're talking about.
So when you see us doing our stuff in the middle of the
woods, cuckoo personality.
And that's not moonshine, that's just rubbing
alcohol. No, yeah, rubbing alcohol.
Don't mind us drinking it. It's just
don't masturbate with rubbing alcohol.
Well, it gets you clean.
Just don't masturbate with rubbing alcohol, whatever you do.
Do that by accident?
No.
Reaching for the baby oil?
Never.
Well,
no, that was peroxide.
Then at least you're okay.
Yes.
But don't drink it.
The rubbing alcohol, no. Only if you add, like, blueberry juice to it, it works fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really desperately crazy.
Exactly, and you need to get a little...
Even though if you get crazy for autumn having this crazy pumpkin spice...
Because it's time to have these nice indoor parties.
How much pumpkin spice stuff are you having? Pumpkin
spice is plastered everywhere.
We have pumpkin spice incense.
We got cakes and candles and incenses and coffees.
Seriously, I get overindulgent.
You know, soaps and shampoos.
But come Thanksgiving, I'm so sick of the scent that I want to move on to Christmas, but I overdo it in the beginning, that's why.
See, I haven't for quite some time, but I would buy pumpkin spice body washes and shampoos.
Right, you went the whole...
Oh, I went
you
the whole
totally
nine yards.
You were totally encased by three.
Well, my girlfriend would go out and see these products too and buy them for me. Oh, I thought of you and I bought this pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice hand soap. Pumpkin spice scented toilet paper. Pumpkin spice scented powder. Pumpkin spice scented cotton ear swabs.
Yeah, so when you do clean your nose with them, you can smell good.
Cotton swab
and the pumpkin
tissues.
Pie shampoo was good.
You know, pumpkin pie shampoo,
yeah.
The
and
nasal
the
tissues.
Yeah.
You know, pumpkin spice.
And the pumpkin,
pumpkin spice
candles,
nasal spray.
Nasal spray, right.
You know, you have everything pumpkin spice.
It's all for your autumn. And I know who's
pumpkin
the main,
spice
you know, I
lotion.
Found out who the main person is behind all that. That pumpkin spice generic brand.
It's Jack O'Lantern, huh?
No, it's Aswek.
Aswek.
You might be working with Jack O'Lantern.
Yeah.
It's been a drought here in this year that we're making this House of Cuckoos. And
so have any pumpkins grown?
Are we low
pumpkins?
We're low pumpkins, so Jack-O-Lantern will be collecting and doing a short telethon on
so we're going to have stunted pumpkins this year. We're not going to have really big pumpkins.
So Jack-O-Lantern, the one who will suck your soul.
And they're going
to
charge us, like, you know, $30 for this, like, 8-inch diameter pumpkin. That should be, like, 4.
Right.
And this would be $30 because there's this pumpkin shortage.
Well, right, but not only that.
A shortage of short pumpkins.
Think of all the poor pumpkins.
The poor pumpkin patch
but
children.
But if you grew any pumpkins on your own, by all means, enjoy them.
You know, you could always get a hold of Jack O'Lantern if your personal pumpkin, pumpkin garden was stunted. He'll take care
of
you.
And he's at one of those dot shoes.
And he'll, the dot shoes. And he'll just jingle his magic or whatever he does with his little
takes a vine.
Magic.
But careful, if he does touch you, he might suck your soul out of you. So
that's like, you know,
Jack
part
O'Lantern
of the...
Jack O'Lantern kind of does that.
That's the occupational hazard.
But you'll hear about him. If you want to hear about him, listen to our Halloween
we
specials.
Some past
you can find on our website.
Anniversary episode he was in.
Yes, he was in
the
past.
He was making a deal.
And,
that's what it looked like.
But yes, the...
And he may be around next month, too, because it's...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be doing a telethon for the
pumpkin. Oh, the pumpkin telethon, that's right.
Yeah, because there was the drought this year, so...
That's why, and I thought, that's right. I was even advertising the number to call him in the website, too. And I just completely was oblivious to what I was saying. That's amazing. See, you had this temporal mind flux.
It's because you had too much pumpkin spice.
I was inundated with pumpkins.
Yeah.
I had pumpkin, double pumpkin plus of pumpkin...
You your pumpkin spice
menagerie of
incense cigarettes that you were smoking just for flavor. Cigars, actually, I'd say.
Pumpkin spice baby lotion.
Yeah, it's all ass wax in conjunction possibly with Jack-O-Lantern himself.
Pumpkin spice soda, pumpkin spice cereal, pumpkin spice milk. They got everything. Pumpkin spice flavored cheese.
Autumn gump.
Pumpkin spice. Oh my god. Pumpkin spice shrimp encrusted maggot soup. Yeah, it's amazing. Pumpkin spice scented socks. Pumpkin spice deodorant. Pumpkin spice lip wax. Pumpkin spice hemorrhoidal cream. They even have pumpkin spice douches for girls. You know, everything. Pumpkin spice.
I just make banana smoothies all the day.
Yeah.
Just I love banana smoothies. I have a banana smoothie with every meal. For breakfast, I have banana smoothies with waffles. For eggs. Lunch, I have banana smoothies with, like, tomato soup and macaroni and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Are you having all the smoothies, man?
Banana smoothies. I've been drinking banana smoothies since 1989.
It's been good on your hair.
It has. It has. Look at my hair. It's glistening.
Yeah, I made one full of strawberries.
Yeah, a strawberry smoothie. Got banana in it.
Yeah.
Oh, banana strawberry smoothie with blueberries.
Yeah.
I like banana smoothies.
It was good.
I haven't had any other smoothies since the banana smoothie in 1989.
I had one wearing sandals, and then I had one not wearing sandals.
Oh, no. How did it feel not wearing sandals? I never had a smoothie.
In 1989, it was different.
It was different.
Nowadays, it's a lot more freeing. In 1989, it was a rebellion because, you know, all those Michael J. Fox movies are out, and I need to make my statement. So I ate a strawberry smoothie and took off my sandals and sat there and watched the worst movie I ever saw.
Then free strawberry smoothie.
Yes, and it changed my life. Now I bought the smoothie shop, and that's why you are here now. We are having smoothies.
I want to have smoothies with my dinner. I want a steak dinner and a smoothie banana.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat meat.
Oh, I eat meat. Oh. I eat smoothies.
I was just doing it to
I eat smoothies with everything.
Oh, I just live on smoothies.
No, I eat smoothies with everything. I have banana smoothies with everything.
That explains why you're about 300
waffles.
Pounds.
Remember, I said, no, actually, I weigh in Venusian weight. I'm actually 132 pounds. I'm skinny.
If you're on Venus?
If I'm on Venus.
You'd be really gassy.
But I'm 130 pounds Venusian weight, so, you know, I'm really scared. I need a banana smoothie and a steak dinner. I'll take T-bone steak, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Yeah, I only do the smoothies here. You've been coming here for that many years, you know that.
Here's your
smoothie. I'm not serving an animal, man.
You got waffles?
No. I have pastries.
You have tomato soup?
No. I got some cupcakes, bran muffin cupcakes.
Tomato cupcakes?
No, but I have some tomato basil chips.
Okay, and my banana smoothie. Delicious.
I didn't give it to you yet.
Well, because I have it with everything. I eat my banana smoothie with everything.
Here you go.
There it is. I have a banana smoothie for breakfast with my waffles and my eggs and bacon.
No, man. You said that before we went out back there and shared that cigarette.
Oh, that was a good cigarette. I had that with the banana smoothie yesterday, too. I had a banana smoothie with everything.
Enjoy your chips, man.
Where's my banana smoothie?
You drank it.
You have another?
You got money?
I got tons of money.
You gotta prove it, man. I don't see the money to give you a smoothie.
I sell banana smoothies on the side.
You're selling my banana smoothies?
No, my banana smoothies. I make banana smoothies all the time.
Why it looks like you pour it into the bag on your side?
Yeah, that's carry-all for my banana smoothie.
You're selling my product.
No, it's my banana smoothie.
You bought it, but that's my product, my recipe.
No, I bought it. It's my banana smoothies. I go home and freeze it. So can I have another one?
No, man, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'll buy five.
Okay, give me that pipe.
Here's another cigarette.
Thank you and have a good day. Tell them where you bought it from.
Sure, I will.
Damn it.
Misty mist of hail. Angels empty pails, with rings on their heads, much like newlyweds, and places. worship is so cold, angel rain. And now we pawn marble steps, and I cry through frozen breath. I stare right at the floor, perched on these holy doors, at a place I know forever stay. Worship is so cold, angel.
Was a brilliant singer-songwriter from Victoria, British Columbia, Maddie Jones, with the song Carbon Iced Soul. Another lovely acoustic-based musician here on the House of Cuckoos. Maddie, spelled M-A-T-T-I, is a freelance musician who, according to his YouTube page, states he's venturing into blunge, which appears to be a hybrid of blues and grunge. And a great venture it is, with so much material available to you on his websites, so you'll have plenty to listen to for a long time. Then listen again. Get all the greatness at SoundCloud.com, Maddie J, that's M-A-T-T-I-J, also at ReverbNation.com, Maddie Jones, one word. And you can actually watch him perform his beautiful tunes on his YouTube channel at YouTube Matthias Jorg Mixes. I probably butchered that, but that's M-A-T-T-H-I-A-S-J-O-R-G-M-I-X-E-S. Yes, thank you, Maddie Jones, for that great tune. And now, back to the Cuckoos.
Indeed. So you guys are recording the House of Cuckoos.
Yes, we are.
We might as well be cuckoo ourselves.
We Please, are. Yeah, every day.
So we're happy
in every
you
way.
Called. You called in for our September
you guys
episode.
Can start reality free DJ.
Pre-teen awards. No, we turned down the pre-teen awards show.
Yeah.
We don't want to wear makeup.
Kiss?
No, the pre-teen awards show.
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
He's hosting them instead of us.
I can see it all at the Chardon Square, everybody with their signs. Free DJ.
The football player, right? For free. The Cleveland Bacons.
Right.
Yeah, and we could even start a protest at the courthouse.
Yeah, we could
free,
say...
Free Velocity Boy.
Free Velocity Boy.
Free Velocity Boy!
When
He's innocent!
When they ask who you are, then we explain.
Yes, and you can get some, like, you know, like a little local celebrity status.
Yeah.
Everybody will know Velocity Boy left his mark on the town when he shit on High Street, right in the middle of the square.
Right next to the gazebo.
Right there, at the gazebo there, in Chardon Square.
Where I left my cake in the rain.
You know...
Where I left my cake in the rain.
And the funny thing is, okay, Antonio is a furry.
Furry.
You're jealous for. When I really have any questions to have, you know, everybody that I read them to, they're like, they all make sense.
They are logical, but yet some people are still absurd no matter how much you point the logic out.
Some are proud of it, like us.
Some are proud of the absurd logic that is pointed out absurdly logically to those who are bellicose. Not Bela Lugosi, but bellicose.
Bela Veins?
Yes, the Belavanians.
Bellicose Veins.
Bellicose Veins.
Yeah.
Or does
When was the last time you went for a swim?
One time I fell off of a diving board.
On purpose?
I was trying to do a double backflip and my head hit the concrete.
The back of your head or the front of your head?
Both.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Did you end up hitting the water at all? Like
I wasn't trying to hit the water, I was trying to hit the concrete.
Oh, so you hit your target.
Yes.
You were spot on. And what did the judges award you?
The Olympic judges.
Yeah, the Olympic concrete trials.
The concrete judges.
The concrete judges are pissed concrete diving. They had to put new concrete.
Concrete diving. Here.
They're all Italian bricklayers.
Yeah, it's soft concrete. We just fresh poured.
Tony, you can make bricks and you can film it, and I'll break the bricks with my head.
That'll work. We got the new Three Stooges.
Womp, 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 womp.
That's better than all three of us shitting bricks.
Shitting bricks. I don't like shitting bricks. I like shitting a nice, bricks. Easy
stones.
BM.
Do you have a song to sing the audience?
Yeah, do you sing us a song?
Before?
Here, I'll do my best.
Okay, awesome.
The one day I was slipping away, but then I was moving to California.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
But then I came home where the buffalo roam and Jerry Garcia turned gay.
Yeah!
But one day, Tom Wopak came up in his car. He said, "The general, these rocks. Don't you know it? Don't you feel it? I'm gonna start a band in jail."
Call him the Tom Wopats.
Yeah, or the Velocity Boys.
I the Velocity Brothers. I call it Tom Wopat, but I just changed the name by one letter.
Tom Mopat? It's about to be lunchtime here at the House of Cuckoos, and we're going to get some nibble on there.
Yeah, we're going
to
go find
boy.
Some nibblets.
What are you doing?
We're going to wrap it up with you.
We're going to go find some dinner lunches.
Dinner and lunch? That would be brunch.
A lunch dinner.
Lunner.
Linner. We're going for some linner.
We want to thank you for being on the House of Cuckoos.
Yes, we
radio
do.
Show.
You are always welcome to call in anytime.
Any final words to all your fans out there in the Cuckoo Land?
I didn't even get a chance to do anything.
Oh, you've said a lot, and they want to hear everything you have to say.
Hold on, card guys.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm sorry guys, this sucks.
We have to go grab some grub from our local sponsor, the Asswax brand fast food chain.
Assburgers.
Okay. Yeah, we're getting an Assburger. Any final words for your fans out there? You do have fans.
You have words?
Say hello or goodbye or
people
anything?
Like you.
I have one thing to say.
And what is that one thing you
yes,
have to say?
Please tell us.
You need to know.
Don't let the cheeseburger fall down.
Very good.
Don't let the cheeseburger fall down.
Do
those are the
let
words
it fall down.
Of wisdom
from Velocity Boy.
Here on the House of Cuckoos radio show.
Thanks, Velocity Boy.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Guys, have some cheese.
Next time will be much better, guys.
Of course.
Okay.
Why don't you give a shout out to the House of Cuckoos?
Okay. I give a shout out to Rock the Hook 299.7 WMMA. Don't shoot. It's too loud. You're too old.
Never too old with Velocity Boy.
Or the House of Cuckoos.
Or the House of Cuckoos.
Now come on, let's all go watch anime and eat Chinese food.
Naked Chinese food festivals.
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right,
bye, Tom.
Later!
Bye.
Yeah, let's get the ambient
part. Let's get the ambient part.
Captain Dark Wellington.
sing tay, ting tang. Sail the high seas with Zippy Sing Tay, ting tang. We're on the board of Zippy Sing Tay,
ting tang tang.
Our cargo below deck on Zippy Sing Tay,
ting tang tang. Tickle tang tang, tickle tickle tang.
We have 10 tons of heroin on Zippy Sing Tay,
10 tons heroin
on the board of Zippy Sing Tay. And our cargo on Sippy-Sing-Tang is delightful on this very sunny day.
Sippy-Sing-Tang,
Sippy-Sing-Tang, Sippy-Sing-Tang, a boat on Sippy-Sing-Tang.
Lick the tang.
From Thailand, Thailand, we sail to Sippy-Sing-Tang.
Sippy-Sing-Tang, Thailand.
To America, we board Sippy-Sing-Tang.
Sing-Sang, America.
On this cargo, we unload today.
Sing-Sing.
Happy songs of Zippy Sing Tay, heroin on the cargo deck. Hooray, Zippy Sing Tay today.
Heroin hookers from Thailand.
On the Zippy Sing Tay.
Sing Tang.
Heroin hookers on Zippy Sing Tay. I'll bring them back and forth on the Zippy Sing Tay today. There is nothing I won't ship on the Zippy Sing Tay. Any type of cargo, I'll set sail today on my lovely ship of Sippy-Sing-Tang.
That was a drunk rendition by an old recording of Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. Sippy-Sing-Tang, is that it, Dr. Antonio?
Yes. It was an old, hidden, obscure one I found on some weird backwaters underneath beyond the
crackles and everything
of the internet. It was somewhere that you had to move a few things and you had to push and pull this one.
That beat,
and
was kind of interesting.
Moved, and there on the internet.
That's from the turn of the century, right? Like
it
2000?
Was. Yeah, 2000. It was. Excellent.
I didn't know Bing and Danny Kaye were still alive then, but
hey, somebody reconstituted their DNA to make that song. Yeah, it was only for that song.
But it sounded like it was from the 1930s.
It did. That was the crackling good delight that was brought to you. That's the only recording thing that they had at the time when they reconstituted their DNA.
Yes.
Yes.
So where are the new Bing Crosby and...
Well, their DNA was only good for 48 hours.
48 hours? What,
and then it breaks down to, you know...
Do they have thought? Are they Frankenstein? Or
no, they have thought, but then they lose all consciousness 2 hours before they chemically break down.
So they don't know they're dying?
No,
they never know they're real?
No, because they're
that could be like us.
It is. We may be reconstituted.
That's quite existential, Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, to have been here.
They are.
The moment, secondary.
Therefore, they've been.
So they could bring them back again. They have the mind where they left off with this new technology that you've been reading about.
Well, what you do is you reconstitute the DNA. The DNA is a sludge form inside this little futuristic box device that you plug into a USB port and you encode something. There's some like electromagnetic encoding that they do. I don't know. This is a science beyond me. But they hook it up to the computer and they program the DNA. And so they put basic thoughts in there so these people know that they're these personalities.
So you're putting, the essence of people
into the computer. And then they downloaded the song knowledge into the DNA. Then they reconstitute the DNA from there. And then so that's why they're ready to perform this song within 2 hours of being reconstituted. They're ready to perform. And that's all they do is they perform that song.
So if you talk to them, they would...
That's all they would sing.
Can these people
They would
be
treat you like a normal human being. They'd shake your hand, they'd pat you on the back, they'd smile, but they'd be singing that song the whole time.
Yeah.
That's all they're created to do is perform.
Yeah,
and you have to direct them. They, if you want them to go anywhere else, you have to show them the way.
Right.
But they're going to be singing and walking the whole time.
Is there a cost on this? Price on this?
Oh, this is expensive to get done.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get cheaper.
It starts at $25,000 for a Gary Coleman and a Corey Haim.
But what if you, it's a temporary fix for a lot of freaks out there. Like, you could get an old
now,
porn star.
You can have
Marilyn Monroe or...
You
when
can
the
have
place.
The time extended beyond 48 hours, but then the more time you have, the more expensive it gets. And then at 30 days is the maximum, because beyond 30 days, these things have a chance of going insane.
So far, that's it.
So they don't recommend 30 days. There's a 10 to 15% sanity ratio amongst that.
Making these temporary people
so
specific to what
they recommend 2 weeks, that's perfection.
Yeah.
Because you could always have it reconstituted again for another 2 weeks.
Right, so you can have a porn star reconstituted
You could have your John Holmes, your Linda Lovelaces, and even if there's any stars alive today, celebrities, people you know,
can make a fake.
Yeah, if you get their DNA,
what they do.
I mean, the company recommends you get it willingly and knowingly. But if you get your hands and some DNA, they don't question.
They just change it over and make a temporary person for you.
Yes. So if there's that woman you're in love with and you've been stalking her for 10 years, no, let it go. Just that,
keep that clip of hair.
Yes, that comb you stole out of her bathroom when she wasn't home. Just take that hair.
And place it there.
Yes, and bring it to the Institute of Reconstitution.
Well, that's very cool, I guess. Yeah. It's kind of creepy that then we you can buy ours if you want a Dr. Antonio and Urban Hippie version temporary. Yeah. We only allow 48 hours on us. So.
No, we donate our DNA because they pay good for DNA.
Right.
But don't be surprised if you see a couple of you walking on the street with someone.
Right, but that should be flattering.
Yes.
Unless they're just creating you to beat you up.
Yeah, no, that we're trying to figure out the legality on that.
Right.
Like, it's supposed to be for companionship and relations and entertainment. Now, what if you wanted to reconstitute an MMA fighter and bet on him?
Well, if he's the same as he was before.
But if they don't know it's the same one and you put him in there and you reconstitute him
from a winning game,
better, and you download all the Bruce Lee videos and audio of any recording of Bruce Lee ever into there,
bam! He'd be an awful actor.
It's a missing.
Well, Dr. Antonio,
it is the end
of this
house.
This house.
No!
Don't worry. Don't be upset.
It can't be.
It won't be long before the next show's
on.
Well,
how long is the next show?
A little while.
How long is a little while?
Not too long. I know.
Oh, it's painful. I can't wait that long.
I know what you can do.
What can I do for a month?
Go to the website.
I can look at the website?
And you can listen to all the links and all the skits until the next episode.
Until the next episode?
Then you can count all the boogers that you pick.
Oh, on the magic trip bus.
At www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. Go ahead. It's safe.
What?
But the content might be too funny for your ears.
No, I like funny.
Then you wait for the next one.
I can wait.
Good. Listen to it.
Or that was www.fuckshoes.fucknut.
Close enough.
Clucks.
It'll still link you.
It will still link me? Alright, I'm gonna go scrub the banana shrimp.
Well, Dr. Antonio, that was a great show at the House of Cuckoos.
It was a fantastic show at the House of Cuckoos. It's unfortunate that we have to come to a close again. Once again, my friend, this is the end of the September episode.
Double episode coming up.
It was a double episode coming. It was a double episode coming up next month. But now it is a double episode.
Now it is a two-hour Halloween special.
It was.
Our Halloween specials and our Christmas specials.
It's a combination of...
I think we're a little more balanced.
I thought we've denigrated to just rambling idiots.
Well, yes, but at least the quality
I'm going to talk over you.
That's
how I'm going to talk over
you. I'm a little word troll talking over you
all year long.
But I have a surface on my tail doll and I have a cow with boots
and my alcoholic Mangilo.
Mangilo.
Whatever works.
What's a Mangilo?
What's a Mangilo? Can you answer that for us here at the House of Cuckoos?
What's a Mangilo?
What's a Mangilo? Can you tell us what a Mangilo is? Mangilo.
I don't know what a Mangilo is. Please tell me.
Tell me what a Mangilo is. Can you tell me what a Mangilo is? Can you tell me?
Well, it's been a great episode.
It is. It's been a great episode. And again, we have to say adios.
And farewell.
And farewell, and sayonara, and goodbye, and odu.
Be sure to check out all the good bands, and check out our links, and check out all the fun, and we'll be doing a heck of a lot more coming up.
Coming up.
More videos, and more silliness, and...
more absurdity.
You can visit us individually.
Into your eyes now.
Yes.
Yeah, individually, I don't know. You know, you could go check us out individually or collectively as the House of Cuckoos. Individualistically, I just rant, rave, bitch, complain.
Right. And I'm bored. So,
yes.
Enjoy us here at the House of Cuckoos.
Enjoy us and
suck in all the fun, all the music.
Love it and just take it into yourself.
Reverie.
You know,
for your autumn beginning.
Practice self abuse and happy autumn to you too.
Thank you.
And
I'm going to go out and count the leaves.
I'm going to go out and
start getting ready for Halloween
and abuse myself. Oh, Halloween's coming up. Yeah, the candy. I'm going to go start buying some candy now.
Halloween candy, yes. They probably got Christmas candy by now, to be honest.
That I'll buy that too if they have it. I can, like, you know, have Christmas and Halloween together in one bite.
It's called Canadian Thanksgiving.
Hey, yeah!
So from all of us here at the House of Cuckoos,
all of you,
have a good autumn, and we'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye, elephant shoes.
Bye,
elephant shoes.
Bye, House of Cuckoos.
Bye, House of Cuckoos. Bye, House of
Cuckoos.
And yeah, the House of Cuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOOS. Give me a beer.